is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Ministry of Labour urges young manufacturing not to make any deductions from employees. Moreta, Zambia discourages direct involvement of all teacher unions in collective bargaining. In international headlines, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term. And in sports, the Zambian football community will be keeping tabs on the draw for the Total Energies. And now the news in detail. President Haga Ndehichilema has arrived in Dodoma, Tanzania for a one-day state visit. President Ichilema is in Tanzania for the inauguration ceremony of President-elect Samia Suluhu Hassan. Zanis reports that the presidential plane carrying Mr. Ichilema touched down at Dodoma International Airport at 8 hours Tanzanian time. On hand to welcome the president was Tanzanian Permanent Secretary for Finance, Susho Kida, and Zambia's defense advisor in Tanzania, Nelson Banda, among other senior government officials. According to a statement released by the Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Corporations, Collins Nzovu, and made available to Zanis, President Ichilema has been invited to attend the inauguration ceremony of the President-elect of the United Republic of Tanzania, Dr. Hassan, and will depart Dodoma immediately after the ceremony today. Ms. Kanzovu said the inauguration ceremony will take place at State House in Chamwino, Dodoma. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security says it is concerned over the inhumane and degrading treatment of workers at Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited, whose operations were recently suspended by the Lusaka City Council on October 29, 2025 due to serious public violations. The ministry strongly condemns the unlawful confinement of employees inside the company premises and subjecting them to use buckets as toilets, as such practices are unacceptable, degrading and contrary to both labor and human rights standards. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa has urged management of Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited not to take any deductions from employees' wages during the period of operational suspension, which arose from the company's own failure to comply with health and safety laws, and that workers should not be punished for circumstances beyond their control. She says while the ministry recognizes the need for companies to protect their property and enforce discipline in the workplace, such measures must never come at the expense of compromising workers' health, dignity or freedom of movement. Ms. Ndawa says the ministry will work closely with relevant authorities, including the Lusaka City Council and the Ministry of Health, to ensure that the company rectifies all identified violations and implements measures that meet the minimum occupational safety and health standards before operations can resume. United Party for National Development, UPND, Chama District Chairman Newton Nyirenda has revealed that certain individuals within the civil service are hindering the smooth operation of the UPND government. Mr. Nyirenda made the allegations to the Presidential Advisor for Politics, Levin Goma, at Chama Day Secondary School and further lamented how some government appointees are being undermined and frustrated by a clique of unrepentant Patriotic Front party sympathizers who still linger in the system. Mr. Nyirenda has since urged the government to take decisive action against such elements, stating that they need to be removed from the system before it's too late. The meeting was attended by notable figures including PF's Chama South Member of Parliament, Davison Ngandu, nominated Elias Mubanga, UPND's Mambwe MP Peter Piri, and advisor to the President. Now, a European Union EU-funded project has empowered selected copper-belt community members with practical skills to monitor local environmental conditions. This came to light during a training workshop for copper-belt environmental defenders held in Kitwe under the European Union EU-funded project Strengthening the Respect for Environmental Rights in Zambia, implemented by HIVO's Center for Environment Justice and Zambia Institute of Environmental Management. The project, ending in January 2027, focuses on empowering rights holders through training programs. Center for Environment Justice CEJ Environmental Protection Dialogue Coordinator Patricia Nangoi says that the main goal of the workshop is to build capacity among community members. She explains that participants will learn how to establish clear reporting pathways to local authorities for environmental violations.
The forest management and licensing. We know about the forest. When we're talking about the forest, which is part of the environment, we need to do protection to protect our forest for us to do us to reduce the carbon emissions. Because it's from the forest that actually where we get these emissions actually, the things, that is where we have the carbon sink. It's through the forest.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice CEJ Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist Hagai Nyambe says that environmental rights in the country must be understood not only as entitlements but also as responsibilities that do not infringe on the rights of others. Zambia has discouraged the direct involvement of all teacher unions in the collective bargaining process with the government, which is scheduled to start on the 4th of November 2025. Moreta Executive Director Mbumba Samuel says the 10-day exercise should be characterized by sober, mature and tranquil inputs and deliberations, as every teacher is awaiting a better package for 2026 in both the pay rise and other conditions of service. Dr. Mbumba says Moreta Zambia believes government would listen and award a substantial relief to the much talked about low salaries of teachers. He has noted that the presence of too many unions at the event often leads to immature negotiations, as these attendees present a disorganized, weak labor voice.
According to Section 69(1)(a) of the Industrial and Labour Relations Act, as amended in 2008, provides for the most representative union to take lead during negotiations. So let's respect the law. We should allow the most representative union to represent the education sector. Whether we like them or we don't like them, that doesn't matter, because the law does not look at the face. So these others who are excited, who wants to go and also meet government, they can just go and meet government just as a backup where they can sit in the audience.
We take a break. Just stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours. People should not take the law into